Claire asked Ruth directly, "Have you ever done a smoking ceremony?" "Eh? Is this about ghosts?" discerned Florence eagerly. Ruth asked, "Eh?" again, but with more concentration, now taking the inquiry serious. She remembered, "Well, yes, I did once. I didn't know anything about it, but I knew Mum Shirl had done them." Claire thought, "Yes, George once said Roberta Sykes had been comforted by Mum Shirl smoking out a haunted flat." Ruth said, "I did one once for Tiffany. She was still in the Satan cult, and when they moved back to Mount Druitt, there was this child, a little girl, on the left behind back swing. The previous family had skipped the rent, Moonlight flitted to Brisbane, so there was no use asking them if that baby ghost, singing to herself about wanting a puppy, had been theirs. Tiff was pregnant at the time, and it made her nervous. I got some wood and found out the right words. I thought if I fuck it up, I'll burn down half Tregear. It was a heat wave, some Christmas like this one." "And did she leave?" asked Florence. Ruth said, "I'll tell you at Russian Christmas." The best part of any story was the agony of waiting, so Florence, at her most French, was elated even more. Ruth asked Claire, "Will I get your mother?" meaning, "I can hear you're upset." Claire said, "Have you heard anything about Brioni walking at the caves?" Ruth said, "Not from anyone up the mountains. She'd be pretty wild at being hanged, shot, and not alive, and Mr. Smith in Russia with young Quentin. Don't forget Quentin's poor mum is still awfully unhappy. Says they're not worth it, malachite or diamonds, even top secret. I could ask the Lithgow Coven." But Claire, "No, they're really busy at Christmas. It was just a bad nightmare." Coral asked, "Did they get the toys?" as she took the phone, and Florence Wise described fully Coral's frozen troll garden. Adults never know that much about the gifts they give.